What, you want me to read this list to you? Is that what you want? Well, I think I told you I joined in Kansas City. I was in the Marine Corps, sworn in, and I couldn't find the quarters the first day. You remember when the guy had used the wrong restroom, and we had to stay there for a week. Well, he took a treatment, and then we boarded a train. We took our scenic route on the train out to San Diego, got to stop at all of the sites along the railroad that were listed. We stopped at, and they let us take. So it was really a nice trip going out to San Diego. We got to San Diego, and we lit the heaters and made the place black. And got up the next morning, and I started my boot camp training. And while I went to boot camp training, then after boot camp training, I was given a chance to go to the school up in L.A. for 12 weeks. That was a 12-week course that the Bell Telephone was teaching. So I went up there and went to that USO factory every night and visit my sister, which I was glad I could get on a streetcar and run to her house, you know, and take a visit, and then I'd go over and see a movie star, and then I'd work my way back home and go pick up my slip and put it in my pocket, and the next night I'd go put it back in the basket and go again. Then I made the trip from San Diego, which took me to the farthest point from home that I've ever been. That's Noumea, New Caledonia. It's a long way down there, long trip. And I'd say uneasy or dangerous trip, because he took that ship out through the Pacific Ocean with the U-boats and the warships that were out there that you wondered, well, we got there with no trouble. We stretched the line from one end of that thing to the other. And that's where I should have gotten my first Purple Heart, is when that telephone pole broke, and I thought I was being a good guy and took the corner post. And when the boy pulled the line, he broke the post off and put me in the hospital. Fell right in front of a Jeep. Which was a hospital Jeep, and he just reached over, picked me up, put me in his Jeep, took me to the sick bay. Then we go to Guadalcanal and establish a base site, which we go back and forth from one operation to another and back and forth. And if I could remember how many times we were on Guadalcanal, it's almost seemed like a home spot to me, where we had a permanent tent, and the tents were up and stretched all the time. And if you ever got back there, well, you had a place to sleep and to stay, kind of like a hotel away from home. Went to Bougainville and made that landing, and I wasn't there too many days. And when we did come off there, I came off there with blood poisoning and had to big stint in Guadalcanal again, where I went to go to the hospital and get through that. And after that, I landed with the 3rd Division on Guam. And Guam was, well, really the first what I call successful operation, because we had Americans that we had freed and taken over a place where they had possessed American soil and personnel and all their equipment and everything. And it was kind of a turning point. But then we turn and sail back to Guadalcanal again, and them old land crabs still come by on Boga from every year they'll come and take over your campsite and go up in the hills and lay their eggs and go back to sea and die. And then on Saipan and Tinian, like I told you, I think before, that I was only on standby. boarded a ship, made the trip, and waited until they were through, and then they let us return back to Guadalcanal. And from there, we started training, joined the Joint Assault Signal Unit in the 6th Division, met Pearson, met a lot of lieutenants that loved to play basketball, and then we went to Okinawa, made the landing on Okinawa, and back to Guadalcanal, and helped my group load the ship. And while we were loading the ship to occupy Japan, I got hurt again, another Purple Heart I should have had. When Jan wrote to Truman all those letters, she kept mentioning, what about this one, what about that one? What about? He said, I got a record of one that I can send you a Purple Heart, and he did. But that's the only one, because I was glad she dropped it, you know, and all. It wasn't that much to me. But it seemed important to her at the time that I should have every Purple Heart that I deserved, and everyone I was where I was wounded. But that tore my hand up quite badly. I thought I lost my fingernails on my left hand, and it was kind of a painful thing. I might say to you that those guys that went to occupy Japan from my unit, we loaded the ship, and they got board ship and left. And then I was headed for the United States. And they came back when we were living in L.A., and Jan was expecting Donovan. And she was working in a place downtown in a clothing store in L.A., and they called and said, we're coming through L.A., and that's where we're splitting up and going our different ways. Is there a way that we could get to see you? And I went, took off work and went down. And I went and picked Jan up from the store, and we went to see them. If I remember right, Bob Weber was in the group, and Don Goodwin, Max Love, and I just cannot replace all of them, but there were six of them that stopped there and waited until I got there to visit with them for a while.